大家之间地位是能的，老百姓之间地位是能的，老百姓之间多少人说，三界就当做也是能了，这就不能的，就是大家之间地位是能的，老百姓之间多少人说，三界就当做也是能了，这就不能的，就是大家之间地位是能的，老百姓三界多少人说。 对，就是这些特别的，就我不进去帮助老朱的，对啊，老百姓家现在就最明白，红包都拿来帮助老朱的，准备现在就买了，当初说就买了些，就是但是老朱就看见买了结婚钱那边就是，你们把人那个三八七八一买，等到三八节一个等，别三节送到这边来，等到端午节吧，加倍日。
Anybody specific questions that that there's no reincarnation? That there's no reincarnation? That it doesn't exist? Or maybe you believe that you don't exist. Either way. Anyway, so is there anybody? Yeah, go on. Just one? Two. 200 people. I'm joking. Yeah, go on, yes. You believe, you don't believe in rebirth, but you believe in reincarnation. What? you don't believe in rebirth, but you believe in reincarnation. Oh, I see.
The law of karma, I do believe in that.
Don't believe it, believe it.
Believe in love, but don't believe in rigor.
That sounds very sweet. Very, very cute. But anyway, most congratulations that you're believing law of the karma. Most congratulations. That's most important. So you differentiate rebirth and reincarnation, yeah? Rebirth, you don't believe, but reincarnation, you believe, right? Right?
I differentiate between rebirth and karma.
Yeah. Dying and reborn. The rebirth means dying and reborn. Is that right? I didn't follow. With extra noise as well. What?
Doesn't believe in that you die and be buried and you can be reborn again. Doesn't believe in that.
Oh, I see. Yes. I agree with you. Yes, that's true. That's true. You die and buried in the ground, and I can reincarnate. That's correct. He's correct. Yes. That's right. Yes. That's, I think, no good question. I don't have a question on that. Anybody have a question on that? Huh? What?
So what is reincarnated?
Your nose. The rest stay in the rest stay in the ground. in the coffin. Just the nose goes. What's the definition of death? Huh? There is the point. Huh?
There is no such thing.
There's no death.
Oh, there's no definition.
Huh?
No definition.
Oh, there's no definition of death. Because?
What's life?
Huh?
What's life?
So death has no definition. Oh, I see. So death, huh?
You better carry on because you know exactly what I'm talking
Okay. Doesn't mean exactly I know what you think, but I'll try. So I think that is very important. That, you know, to discuss on the definition of death is very important. But well, that's not clear, then you see. Then there will be unclear reincarnation, rebirth, you see. If the death is clear, then, you see, birth will be clear. It's the same. If the birth is clear, death is clear. If birth is not clear, death is not clear. It's the other way, you see. I think that's a very important question. Definition of death in the West. Not in the East, but in the West. It's a very important question. It's a very big question. Many times it happened, I heard that, you know, people were put in a coffin, believed it's dead. But so many times it happened. Then naturally, you see, when taken to the cemetery, graveyard, you see, making noise, and the person trying to get out. That happened many times, you know, many times. Because unable to, the doctors, whatever, unable to see clearly, whether the person, you see, unable to judge what the person did, not, you see, unable to judge. So many times, the mistakes. I think also I heard in Kalimpong. Kalimpong is West Bengal, I think. I heard people brought, you know, person brought in the coffin then, and they made noise, you know, at the, where people, where many people gathered, you see, at the funeral. It was not burned, but it's there, you see, it was in a coffin, but the person now there, you see, is a kind of, whatever it was, he was recovered. You see, whatever the, say, sicknesses or harm, whatever he was going through, that became an anthem. Because for the time being, I guess probably heart not functioning, you know, stop for some time. stop functioning. Heart. Stop functioning heart doesn't mean this person dead, because one of our students, Dr. Edgen from Australia, you know, nowadays he's one of the elder monk. he's teaching now in Mongolia, working for the Mongolia Center that was established last year. He's teaching there now. So the Mongolians in the monastery, young Mongolians. Normally it's believed when the heart stops functioning, then the person, I'm sure there must be something to a certain length of time, maybe not immediately. there's a heart attack and then you see, you give treatment. So there might be a certain length of time. So he said that usually that's defined by that, but then he saw, you know, a person who heart unfunctionable, I think, for quite some time. And then the letter, after some time, a person again woke up. So he used that reason. Normally, it was the definition, but that reason didn't cover because they happened. He actually saw a person. It must have been quite some time, long time. I'm not sure the coma, person is in the coma, but the heart is functioning or not. It's functioning. Meditators, Lama Yeshe, who has achieved a very high level of realization, highest tantra, graduate completion stage, gross and subtle, and the completion stage, graduate completion stage, the isolation body, isolation mind, the speech mind, that was realized, the illusory body, the unification of those two, who has achieved the isolation, the isolation of the mind, the clear light, as well as the illusory body, this very high level tantra, who actually received, by having this realization, who actually received the label yogi, the real meaning of the yogi, by having this realization, you see. Of course, there's the realization of three principal paths, you see, before that. It's not just tantra. On the basis of guru devotion realization, there's a total renunciation, detachment to samsara by seeing this whole entire samsara and only nature of suffering, like being the center of the fire. You see, no slightest interest. Find attraction, not even for 1 second. Human beings, samsara, deva, those worldly gods, whose wealth is billion times much more than the most developed human country, than the wealthiest people in the world. Their one ornament, you see, the many billions of dollars cannot compare. Much more valuable than billion dollars. However, so not finding attraction, even for 1 second, seeing total nature of suffering. This is beside the law realm, formless realm, where there is no suffering or pain, suffering or changes, only pervasive compound of suffering. Even the formless realm, you see, totally like being the center of the fire, being in the center of the fire, you know, not like only nature of suffering. You have total renounced detachment. So then, on the basis of that, then you generate unbelievable, great, unbelievable, unbearable, great compassion towards others and things. Because now here you're looking at that. Now you, because you discover you are samsara, so much total natural suffering, you see, so unbearable. Then when you look at others, numbers of others and things, they are in the same, samsara, you see, you feel so unbearable. For example, the people, particularly people who have AIDS, somehow, I don't know, I think more than, somehow, I don't know why, but the, see, people who have a, say, seems more among the people who have AIDS. I didn't see that much, among the people with cancer. But a person who has AIDS, a lot of concern to other people who have AIDS. people who have AIDS, they have a lot of concern to other people, others who have AIDS. This is what I see. I mean, so many people, because the person, he or her, has AIDS, that there's a lot of attention and kind of compassion to other people who have AIDS, and want to help, want to offer service, want to go there, want to go in that suicidal office, however, want to offer service, want to help, There's a lot of, concern to other people is somehow. I don't know why, but I didn't see that much in the amount of people with cancer. They may have, but I didn't see that much. I'm not sure whether the group have AIDS is because it's abandoned by society. It's because that some people said that. That one, I'm not sure. So however, like that, you see, because you know how you feel, you see, when you have AIDS, how you feel. Then it's so clear, it's so easy to feel how others they feel. How does they feel? So easy to know that. So then you get much compassion to others. Other people have AIDS. So anyway, just like that, you feel incredible compassion to unbearable compassion to when you look at others, how they're also in samsara, you see, suffering. So can't stand. So on the basis of that, then they achieve realization of bodhicitta. To free them from all the sufferings and to bring them to enlightenment, they were the ones to achieve enlightenment. So guru devotion, three pins and path of realization, the right view, realization of emptiness, realization of the highest tantra, the gross and subtle generation state. Then there's completion stage, isolation of body, isolation of speech, isolation of mind, the lucid body. So, in the Lama used to say, when he concentrate, when Lama took the aspect of the generally externally appeared having heart, say heart become very big, it was found out in the hospital in Nepal, the doctor checked and it has been 5 years or quite a number of years ago. However, then during came from Dharamsala to I think Lama said maybe during what come but I kind of requests. So came to give teaching the course. So normally, I talk so much on sufferings in the courses. I talk so much on the sufferings. This time I didn't get talk. I talked, but not the way in the early courses, you know, all those, these sufferings, I said, didn't talk that way. This time, or also maybe other, you know, the previous times, not so much as early times. Early time when the Kapan was very primitive. Early time when the Kapan monastery was very primitive. So when you go, this place, there was an old, house, very nice house, very old house, and built British style, you know, style house, maybe by British architect, however, the design is British, you know, style. Very nice. It was the king, Nepalese king, the, not this present one, previous one, has built. Previous one has built at this house for his guru, astrology, who makes with this astrology. And also on top of the hill, there was supposed to be a house. I think for maybe the king, they come over for, you know, enjoyment, like sort of like a tea house. But a big earthquake happened, and the house collapsed. That's why you find many bricks in that, on that hill. Some time ago, there happened a huge earthquake in Nepal. I think probably maybe that time, Sulukhumbu, near Mount Everest, that's Tengbuche Monastery. So there was a monastery, the whole collapsed. Might be the same time. Anyway, however, so the first course and second course was done in this old house. Then third course and fourth course was done that time. Then already the monastery happened, this small monastery. So in the hall, the third and fourth course was done there. Then fifth and sixth, was done behind the monastery. There's a, between the hill and the monastery, there's a ground. So the tent was put there, tent or iron sheet. the wall, the bamboos or grass. There's a lot of hay, grass around. Nighttime people sleep on that. And you put grass as a bed, you know. People sleep on that. So Raja, I think that time he slept. So what was he doing? My attendance, he slept on the grass. Those times, you know. So in that coarse place where we do meditation, so people use grass. So they put grass, then they put a guest sleeping bag on that grass. Then they say many fleas. Okay. Anyway, so we did a course, sixth and seventh, I think, fifth and sixth and seventh there. So it's very primitive those times. People go to course, then go under the big tree to eat food. They smell, at the same time, smell of toilets. Kaka, and smell of toilets come from down below there, with because it was not, you know, it was, well, anyway, very primitive, you see. So people eat under the trees. Teaching about detachment. In the discourse in the talk, then people go there, under the tree. Eat food with all the smells from toilet come. So it was like that. Not just for 1 year. It was like that for, I think for quite some time. Probably, Karen might know. Yeah. I think anyway, when did you start coming to Kapan? Oh, yeah. So she would have some. Behind the monastery, or this, on the way to, already here. Or bear the monastery. Oh, I see. Oh, at that time. What that was that time toilet smell? When people were eating in the yeah, a lot of smell. From down there, see. So it was like that. And before that, even some of the rooms didn't have proper door, you know. Even the guest rooms didn't have proper door. So anyway, I don't know why I'm taught this. I lost my evolution of my talk. then after that, moved here, put the sheet here. There, you see. Then this side of the hill, you know, covered with some cheap, very cheap cloth around on the hill, and sheet. Then bamboos, I think bamboo was around something like that. Ah? Oh. Oh, that's right. Thank you very much. I owe you a lot. that's right. But why can I explain?
Because you used to teach a lot more about suffering.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. You're right. Thank you very much. Again. So I think many years we did, you know, this where there's now rooms here. So that was course place. We did many times. Up to what time? Up to which course? Up to the eighth course. No. Seven was there in the behind the temple. Then here I think did quite a number. Huh? What? Yes, that's right. You said seven. Seven was done behind the temple. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. So I think until this was actualized. We did course so many years there between this we passed through, see there. Now it became 10-star. Like the hotel is the 5-star, you know that. So this is 10-star. Now, comparing those many years, now it become, I say, 10-star, maybe even 15-star. In a course, or say, yeah. The whole condition, you know, just become unimaginable at the moment, you know. See, comparing to all those past so many years, many hardships. People have had to do the course with many hardships. Now, unbelievable. Luxury. Clean and all that, you see. Huge differences. And unrecognized, now become unrecognizable. Kaban. So the reason why I was talking so much on the suffering was if the people didn't realize the suffering, they won't be seeing. They wouldn't know how important to practice Dharma, how important it is to practice Dharma, you know, to meditate. They would, you know, you see, it wouldn't be, people wouldn't take seriously. It would be just, you know, kind of like a hobby or just, a, you know, some trip or something. But it won't be a serious thing, you know, serious practice. Seriously looking for liberation. So my interest was suffering. Not that I want to suffer, but this. So anyway, so then Lama, each time Lama, when people's mind goes down, like sunset, you see. Sunset down. Dark, so it becomes dark, you see. So when people's mind become dark, then each time Lama comes, lift up. Make sunshine in their mind. Then I cannot talk about suffering, goes down. Then I can let Lama come. Sunshine. So this is how we did course in the past. I told only the bad part. When the course was done behind the temple, even that time, I give the talk and guide the meditation. The whole day, guide the meditation, do the discourse, also guide the meditation, used to that. And, and many of those previous courses. Then I think I became very lazy after that. After that, I became very lazy. But I think it's very, a lot of hardships. because very primitive things. but I think it was a very fortunate time. People have to bear a lot of hardships. Of course, it had deep effect, but, you know, very meaningful.